one more time.
This is Hendrik Sam.
Africa, I'm writing you a love letter. Hope the message makes you feel better. Now we know better, we gon' do better. So you better be a go-getter. Olela, olela, wame tu beba. Piga kura minto game changer. Wacha leo ni badilishe agenda. Leo ni cheze kama defender. Haina maana kutubeba ufala. Pesa ni kwa wasena, kazi ni kwa vijana. Niko na madeni, bado saloni same. Na kila kitu nepanda. Hakuna nga mapenzi this side. Babatina rusha misai. So kwa debe tuta decide.
In my head I wanna believe ya, but I'm lying to myself. In my head I wanna believe ya, but I'm lying to myself. In my head I wanna believe ya, but I'm lying to myself. In my head I wanna believe, but I'm lying to myself.
Hey yo, I say it as it is. Me you wanga city shiki. You topics up a dress quizzy. See you a pretty picky.
Why is that? In my head, of course, Sauti Sol featuring Khaligraph Jones. 5th of August, exactly 4 days to the general elections in Kenya 2022. Welcome to the Real Radio Podcast, hosted by the big man, big boy, Onyato Mwenyewe. By the way, this podcast is about peace, preaching peace. Hey, Onyato, your language, beast, tena. Preaching peace and everything. This must be nice. And of course, you can listen us in all online platforms, that is Spotify, which is our leading platform, Anchor FM, Google Podcast, and iPhone people. iPhone podcast, of course, utatupata pale, Real Radio Podcasts. What a time to be a Kenyan, by the way. Welcome to the podcast, and go and listen to other podcasts zenye ziko already online. Kwa hizo platforms nimewasikizia hapo hivyo. So, maze, these elections are coming. The wave is heavy, the tension is rising. But then again, we urge everybody to be calm, to cheze chini, tuende tupige msee kura mwenye tumedai, mwenye ametubamba na manifesto yake. Na from, unajua, hizi manifestos tunaweza zichuja from the debates wamekuwa nazo. We had that deputy presidential debates, eh? deputy presidential debates that were conducted almost 2 weeks ago now, and there were key highlights that we had to see on the presidential, the deputy presidential debates. By the way, the outstanding ones was zilikuwa za Rigathi na Martha Karua. Of course, the hound were too serious. By the way, kina Justin Wamae, they are competitors. For what Kenyans are going to focus on is Rigathi and Martha Karua. By the way, and these guys proved us wrong, because we have perceived them differently previously before the debate. Starting with Rigathi, maze, hiyo day yako amekuja na nguo zimekulwa na ng'ombe, maze. So pale alipitia kwa msee wa pasi, akapiga hizo masuti zake pasi vizuri. Na tai pale, hiyo koti iko imeenea side moja pale. Madha pia na hii na kitenge na yonayo na zile bidza ruabe. Of course, aliweza sana mazejo. And there were outstanding things that we saw from the debate there. To an extent where Martha Karua came with her grandkids to show them that, you know what, grandma is going for this thing. This is a big post right here in Kenya. Because once you are the deputy president, you are in the government. Eh? But then again, the question, aniaje watu hii wanakuwaweka hadi 10 p.m. by the way. Na given that Martha anatokanga Kirinyaga. So, our toi kwani wali dose 12. Na the following day, walikuwa wanafaende shule ama wali acha shule mazi for that moment. It is something that speculated so many things. The debate was heated, but not that, because you know the outstanding thing niyo kizungu ya Rigathi mazi na umse vila na bonganga tu vila na die. I think that day alikalishwa na kina Hussein pala wakamambia, by the way, this is a very serious thing sasa. Hizi jokes zako za siji za kupewa stage hapo huko tao, itabidi umechorea tuende kwa serious business. And the guy articulated his point so well. Aka represent their side very well. On the other side, Martha alitry kuagi vizuri. However, mimi siezi prefer, I don't prefer a female presidential candidate or deputy candidate, because, you know, Martha has not been in the limelight for negative things as for the first time. The reason to Nile Ali walk out of IBC meeting, you can imagine. You are walking out of an electoral board that is trying to question you, your credibility towards the elections, and you are walking out. And then uniambia mnimse ataheshimu law. But then again, that was not even that big. Remember, Martha Karua was walking out of the presidential meeting yenye Moi alikuwa nayo. Back then, I think kama na 1832, Martha ali walk out Buddha ati sasa. There was something iliongelewa yenye kumbamba. Yeye na yonayo, akaishia. You can imagine that in subordination to the president. And, hey, alikuwa na bahati Moi ya kumufenya ama kumpeleka huko Nyayo. Kwa mali unapata siafu 40,000. Na kila siafu na njaa yake. So you can imagine how you could have felt. Maybe Raila anaweza tuambia vile alisikianga. Mutuwejua hizo siafu zilipianga Raila nini ya tough skin. Ebu imagine msiami ame contest for the last almost 4 presidential elections. Zote zina umainje, but then again ako strong. That's an inspiration, mother. Never give up on your dreams. Na msiako over 70 now and chasing and still chasing his dream by the head. That is so strong, mother. Na kwa point, mother na Rigathi walisema huko kwa debate, walisema ati their campaigns na kwanga sponsored na mabeshte nini nini. Kwanza mother akasema mabeshte zake wanampea chopa atembele nini. You can imagine hiring a chopa in Kenya is 100k to 150,000 per hour. You can imagine the number of days za campaigns, the number of hours wanatumia kwa barabara. You can imagine. Wait after bishta ko pia kupe nini ndege bidhe, but that is so strange. These people, to be honest, as of my opinion, because I'm obliged to my opinion, these people are so fake. They are trying to wash us. Even the Sauti Sol ngoma wamesema asi wanatubeba sana, but then again, the choice is yours. We have to participate in this. We have no choice. Otherwise, we'll be crying the next 10 or 5 years or so, mazee. Alafu Rigathi akasema kuna 200 million yake iko frozen Buddha for the last 3 years. There is a Kenyan who is going to work for at 30 years. Na unajua hata ifikia 5 million ati yenye imekatwa hapo haina kazi. For 30 years hata haizi fikia 5 million yenye haina kazi Buddha. Moment of silence, my Buddha. Alafu mtu anakuambia he is going to give you resources, to give you money in the pockets. I think these are controversies, but then again, the guys defended themselves so well. They did their thing. Most important for this podcast about this political shit is about peace, mazi. Maintain peace. Musivurugani hapa, na hata kuna shughuli mingi hapa zinatusumbua. Ni pesa tutatafuta ama ni... Nikwambia watu wasipigane maze. So 9th of August tuingie pale 626. After hapo turudi Mboka one time. Wakikubali kushindwa wakubali, wasipokubali tupatane Supreme Court huko Martha Koome wataongea na yeye. Sio sisi maze. I hope this is not going to affect our daily lives as citizens. And to the leaders, I'm appealing to you, mwache ku incite watu kubali kama umeshindwa umeshindwa maze. Sasa tutadu. Asa sisi tutadu, si tulipiga kura, umeshindo, shia mta, hiyo design maze. After the deputy presidential debate, a week later we had the presidential debate, where, of course, we have had this guy, Wajakoya, mwenye amekuwa outstanding because of his uniqueness na bangi. Kwanza amesema Nyamira County, my hometown, home county, ati ndio wako na the best bangi, na sijui how aven na sijai jua hiyo story. However, nitatembea kwa watu wanavuta bangi huko niwaulize hii bangi how fresh is it and quality it is, because kama Wajakoya ame approve it, then we good to go. Nitaulizia wavuta bangi hapa na nitatafuta watu wavuta bangi watuambie mazee hii bangi mnaonaje. So the presidential debate was cool. However, Wajakoya alifika huko kwa venue, ilikuwa kwea. Akafika kwa venue kuuliza kama ata-attend. So maybe na complaint yake ilikuwa for him to participate in the debate, he had to be fixed with the deputy president and Raila, but on the same platform, that is. But that did not happen, so he walked away. And even Raila had written a memo prior, 2 days prior to the debate, that he wouldn't be attending. So I think that's the sign of weakness. Where end of face, uko kenye utaface, ulizo maswali, jibu vile unadai. Because there is no way, kama debate unazahepa, Russia wakujapa kutuvuruga, alafu tuambia, are going to stand with us. No, a simple debate unahepa. What if Russia, the strong, one of the superpowers, wakujua tuvurugi? Sasa, where's you, basi utaishia bondo? I think that's a strange thing by the Raila alifanya huko. And to some point, ilishukisha gangster points by the way, enda huko vurugana na murugani huko, kwani the farthest you can go is switching the mic switches, you understand? After the debate is not making sense, not that you are not going there because you are blaming the other one. And also the Ruto did his thing, aliwakilisha huko to his abilities, and he did the best anyway, because he answered all the questions well. And kamalizia, enough is enough. Sasa si hata Raila angeenda sema enough is enough by the I think that was the most terrifying moments, maze, at enough is enough. No, na imagine, by the way, that's kwa perception yangu, that's a very good thing, because sasa kama mtu amekuboss, una mshow tu. Yeah, unakuwa honest, bidhu na mshow. Mi from zenu siendele ne, sana sana hii debate yenu, I'm not in, so acha ni shemta. And there we had it. Kenyans went direct to Twitter. They congratulated the deputy president. Wakamwambia, you have done well. That was it. Wakaenda next, Raila didn't say anything, so we have nothing to say about that. And of course, before the elections, this is a Tuesday, 2nd of August 2022, we had a prayer day where the deputy president was crying during prayer. And I think this is hypocrisy of the highest level, because you are not going to cry that we have peace, yet you are the determinants of peace. You and Raila, Ruto and Raila, are the determinants of peace, because these are the two heads who are going to face each other. And they're the ones who are going, if one is defeated, anafambi mwingine maze, kudos, you made it. Congratulations. We move on. The other one, akishindwa, aseme the same. But then again, the hypocrisy that they are urging Kenyans to maintain peace, yet peace is at their own hands, is so ironical. And this is to all the leaders there. Watch our stories that maintain peace, and yet you're organizing things that could incite Kenyans. It is you to face the reality, not we voters. Our voters, our work is to go and vote there. Tuishie mtaa, tuko na shughuli za kufanya. Sasa story ya kufuatilia results is up to you. Sisi, we have also IBC. Nyinyi mfuatilie na majents wenu. Mstu involve kwa those things. We are going to work with the winner, definitely, because that's how it is going to be. And and also on peace, we have had previous incidents of violence, especially the traumatizing one, the 2007-2008 post-election violence that was so bad. Over 1,000 people died. Now imagine, they died. You are not even mysteriously. Walikuwa nauliwa kinyama budo, unapigwa panga. Adi unasikia kwa haga, unasikia, ay! Zizi, acha nishi mta. So imagine, so many lives were lost during that moment. People died, blood shed. You can imagine. But then again, to Skiwaoga, let's face the realities. This is our nation. Let's be patriots and do justice to ourselves. By the way, unajua, there is no way we are going to be kama unajua kuna pastor na ubiringi kwa church. I think wacha huyu ati anakupata unaimba hapa mela njo kwa Mungu bado anakupa wacha huyu. Sasa kuna mwingine wa pia siku hizi na dara page za Bible abasi, no, unadara page za Bible, kwani ni demu yako? Wacha sasa tuache na huyo. Sasa kuna huyo mwingine. Anapenda kupanda hizo matu za railways by the way. Amepanda hapa na achilia neno. So from railways, ainge Haile Selassie. all day to Uhuru Highway akiendanga hivyo those sides. So si siku moja hapo amepanda mat moja railways ndio imetoka hivi mati imetoka, so ameshikilia hapo juu because ya hizi kana ubiria wasi wamekaa hapo hivyo passengers, so ameshikilia hapo juu anaachilia neno pale nini nini Ecclesiastes 3:19 pale hey, go eat to food and piga sherehe pale, you know, by the way hiyo scripture usemanga hivi watu ndio piga sherehe wa dish Jesus ndio forms a god. Mtangalie scripture and then you will prove me wrong, you understand? So pastor akiwa pale kwa neno neno hivi nini nini na basi na move kidogo hivi nduthi ikapita mbele ra. Sasa si driver lazima angeshika emergency ra. Pasta hadi huko nyuma. Wa! Mbwa! Mbwa nyenye! Mnataka kuniua hapa nyenye? Mbwa! Hey. Ilibidi tushuke kwa mat. Juelija alikuwa akuja na farasi ya moto atuchukue. Kumbe the pastor was not the pastor. Alikuwa tu amekuja hapo sadaka. So like watu wako surprised. Hey. Eh, pastor tena unatuita humbwa tena. Humbwa. So si like alikuwa huko mbele, ameshikilia hiyo nini ya basu huko juu hivi, si ndio? So ikishika hiyo emergency, ra, kuna ile force hadi nyuma. So ameshikilia hiyo wali ya nyuma hapo ya bus. Humbwa nyinyi. Ah, derale ka bus kando kwanza. Hiyo story nitaacha pia siku ingine maze. So tusikwe hypocritical hivyo maze. So the leaders wote nyi ndio mnajua vile form za peace zinakuwa, spread peace amongst your voters and supporters, tell them to accept whatever results zitakame, and if, in case of anything we have legal processes, that's the courts, ziko wende huko jitetee, if not shamta. We go with the winners. By the way, this is the Real Radio Podcast. And the Real Radio Podcast crew request you to go and vote. This is your patriotic act towards your nation. Maze, stand with your nation. Support the commission in conducting their mandates. Let's have peaceful elections. And we move forward. Because after 9th, we have lives to push. We have things to do. Maze. Of course, this has been the Real Radio Podcast host Onyato, bringing you the latest podcast here, urging you to go and participate well in elections. Do your thing, guys. Until next time, same place, the Real Radio Podcast. And listen to us on Spotify and follow us on all online platforms. That is Instagram at Real Radio Podcast, Twitter Real Radio Podcast. We have also... I'm checking here. YouTube, we have at Real Radio Podcast. Hosted by the big man, big boy, Onyato mwenyewe. Ataka muna nitangoto squeeze maze, Joyzo story mchorea Onyato. Yato so chungaji, see you. Until next time, same place, this has been Real, the Real Radio Podcast. Peace. Vote to split your leader.